Well, Christopher Andre Marks, thank you very much for joining Carve this morning.
Thank you for having me.
So the film King Otto, it chronicles Otto's transformation of the Greek football team from zeros to heroes, basically. They haven't won a game in the Euros before, and he takes them through to the grand final. And I was wondering, what was wrong with the Greek team when he first started working with them?
I think initially they were having difficulty kind of banding together and becoming a team themselves. I think there were some of the players mentioned in the film that there were a lot of rivalries going on, and there were rivalries between the clubs that the players played for, and also just kind of a lack of success in the past. They were kind of low on confidence.
Mm-hmm. And what was the sentiment in Greece towards football? Was it a popular game? Were people really interested in the team?
I think football is, they were interested in football, they just weren't interested in the national team because the national team had just been historically bad. But the individual club teams, they've had success, but it was nothing on the scale of, Germany or any of these other bigger countries.
Uh-huh. And so Otto Rehagel, he was invited, and he is German, to coach the national Greek team. And lots of the humour, I think, in the film comes from the sort of differences between cultures, the Greek culture and the German culture. And I was wondering what you learnt about these two cultures while making the film, because you are Greek, but you live in America. So how did you find the tension between the cultures, and where in the cultures was there similarities?
Yeah, I think it was interesting. Being Greek, I had a sense of what Greeks were, kind of their MO in a way. But having grown up, as you said, outside of Greece, I kind of viewed it as from an outsider perspective as well. So it was interesting to kind of chart the narrative as the narrative progresses, you kind of learn it from Otto's perspective. So Mr. Rehagel is learning how to interact in Greece as, we're kind of revealing the way that, the different challenges that he had to face. So I think perhaps being an outsider in that sense helped with the Mr. Rehagel narrative, but of course I am Greek and know Greeks intimately, so that was fun to explore.
And one of those aspects of the Greek culture, there was sort of references to Greeks like to party. There was also a section in the film where one of the Greek people in the business end of the football team was talking about how Greek people like to leave things to the last possible minute, whereas maybe German people like to get things done straight away. So what were those sort of nuances?
Well, I think, frankly, we were all a bit surprised when he said that. But I think in general, there's a perception of Greeks from the outside, but he's obviously, that gentleman is Greek and from Greece and, representing it the way he saw it. I think, we were careful not to do any sort of overgeneralizations and make sure that their perspectives were, as they saw it, and that kind of fit with the story. But I think, it depends on each person's perspective, I guess.
Yeah, totally. So you used lots of archival footage in making the film, and then you also used interviews. And I was wondering, did you have a plan for the film, and did you see that through to its end and its final product? Is that what you envisaged the film to be, or did you find something new and different stories along the way that you wanted to, as a documentary filmmaker, follow those stories?
Yeah, we definitely had a plan going in terms of the way that we wanted the story to progress, and we course, searched for archival footage to kind of supplement that. But as the story was unfolding and as the editing process was happening, you know, we followed leads where they took us and kind of, you know, hopefully enhanced, you know, our initial plan about what we wanted for the film and to kind of give it some more life in places and make sure that we were representing their story accurately.
Uh-huh. And what was it like meeting Otto Rehagel? How was it like to meet him in real life? Because he is such an eccentric character, which is really highlighted in the film. There are sections when you're interviewing him that he breaks out into song. He's also really interested in things like theatre and the Greek mythology. He uses lots of the Greek culture and the way that he coaches the team to eventually get them over the line. So I wanted to know, what was it like to meet him and to work with him?
It was an honor. I mean, being Greek, he's a legend. I mean, he can't even go to Greece. He's like the Beatles if he goes to Greece now. I mean, people just found him at the airport and chase him everywhere and everything. He's a legend, and he was a lot of fun to work with. I think he's eccentric, but he commands so much respect that to this day, the players still call him Mr. Rehagel, and everyone is just kind of very in awe of him. So, you know, we of course refer to him as Mr. Rehagel, and will continue to do so. He's great. He's great to work with.
One of the things I really loved about watching the film in the cinema is that you had the surround sound experience and you got to hear the crowd cheering to like the full extent, which is so different to watching a film at home on your laptop in your bed or whatever. So I wanted to talk about the passion that people and fans have for football, because there are some extremely emotional scenes in the film. There's lots of tears, tears of joy when the teams win, tears of pain when they don't. Why do you think football arouses such passion in its audience, and why does it rally together people from all around the world?
Well, I think, thank you for pointing out about the cinema experience, because that was something we went to great pains to kind of, you know, recreate. We wanted it to feel consciously that you were in the stadium and that you were a part of this. And so we spent a lot of time on the sound to make sure that experience, you know, that you felt like you were there. And I think that, to the second part of your question, I think that, you know, football unites, and that's what I mean, the story talks about it to a greater extent with the two cultures obviously coming together. But in general, you know, it's a uniting rallying cry. And I think that, you know, we were hopeful that with this film and coming out now, I mean, everyone needs these kind of uplifting stories and kind of, you know, football and sport perhaps brings us out of, you know, more difficult time than we've been in recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's also amazing to see the different countries, because the Euros that they play the final or the tournament in is in Portugal, and it's so amazing. That's sort of the magic of film, is that you can be transported overseas at this time where we can't travel and we can't see family in different countries, but through the film and through the medium of film you can travel and you can experience these different cultures. So that was another thing I really enjoyed about the film.
Yeah, I mean, we've been living with this story I feel like mentally I've been in 2004 Portugal in Greece for years, so I can relate.
Great. And Christopher, I wanted to know what's next for you in your career. Are you planning on another documentary film?
Yeah, we're working on a couple of films actually. And one is a documentary, one is a feature narrative. Both involve Greece, but we can't quite reveal it yet. But we're excited to kind of, you know, to follow about some of the great things about this film and explore some of the new stories that I've been wanting to tell for a while.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to Carve today about Otto Rehhagel and your beautiful film, King Otto.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Great.